The great solemnity of Corpus Christi, it seems like we celebrate it every day when we go to Mass and we pour out our hearts to the Eucharist, to Jesus. There we give our whole selves to him. So it's really, we are celebrating the Eucharist every day, Corpus Christi, the real presence of Jesus. But if we can do it even better, we do it today and with all solemnity, with all the trappings and externals and the vestments and the bells and whistles and candles and fanfare and processions through the streets, whatever we can do, everything we can do for the Eucharist and for Jesus in the Eucharist. He is reigning here. He reigns here and he's in our midst and he does it all for us because he loves to be with us all the time here on earth. He can't wait till you get to heaven. He wants to be with you and me here on earth. And what a true good to be true truth that God wants to be with us all the time. And God, who is infinite power, infinite goodness, infinite perfection, everything, and he wants to give himself wholly to us. And he likes us. He loves us. It's so good to be true, and it is. And we have Jesus. We can hold him, we can touch him, grab hold of him, hold him, keep him with us as often as we want, as often as you go to Mass, receive the Eucharist. And it's such a blessing. You know, we priests have it even better, because we can hover over the Eucharist, we can hold him for a long time, we can receive both species all the time and put plenty of wine into the chalice and have plenty of precious blood to drink and have extra hosts left over. I go to the sisters and they have, 40, 50 sisters, and there's always a few more hosts left over that you can put in reserve in the tabernacle, or the priest can eat them. And so the priest can receive a lot. You know, the saints would make the hosts larger so that they had our Lord in their body longer after they received. So, you know, priests can do that. Priests can take those privileges, but so the lay people can do, you know, we all have the same Jesus. It's just, you know, what you can do to extend his presence or experience his presence more fully and totally. That's why we try to decorate Jesus as best we can. You know, Jesus is like a dead body. What do you do with it? You can let it rot, or you can dress it up. You can make him sit up. You can put beautiful clothes around him. You can put perfume on him. Whatever you want to do to the dead body to make it look good. The way he is, right? He surrounds himself with symbols of death. It's what he chose to do, although we know he's alive. We know that Jesus is alive. But he depends on us to do everything for him. Decorations. Or if we have little faith, we have no faith, he gets nothing. He gets no trappings. He gets to be put in the corner in a church, or he gets no flowers. He gets no genuflections, You know what I'm talking about? So it's up to us. And so when there is beautiful churches and beautiful singing and beautiful trappings, that's the sign of the faith of the priests, those around him, the lay people who provide for these things, a sign of our strong faith and our love for Jesus, our love for Jesus. So faith can't be there without the love for Jesus. Faith is dead without the real strong love for Jesus, which drives us to do everything we can to praise him and honor him and proclaim him to the streets. I remember when I was in Australia, we would do the processions around the streets, and we would go around the residential streets, and then we'd come through the main part of the town, and Fra Gabriel Cortez, who was the singer, with his microphone, and he would belt out Jesus Christ, our King, or whatever. We just belt it out through the main cities, and reverberating on the across the walls of the stores, and it was comical, but it was, you know, strong faith that he had and that he helped the people to express. So we do all these things for Jesus. And yeah, this is all faith. It's all faith. Jesus is asking for a strong faith because you don't see him. We don't experience him. There is nothing there for our senses, nothing there. And then, and that's the benefit. The benefit is everything we do is rewarded by God because we get nothing out of it. We get nothing coming back, no beautiful music, no beautiful sights. We don't get to hear the sound of the voice of Jesus. We don't get to see his majesty and beauty and love, loving countenance as the apostles did. Everything we do is pure faith and love for Jesus, and he will reward it all because it's pure love. And this is what we need to remember, that if we, you know, it's all up to us. You know, sure, if we do all that for Jesus, he will give us many graces and we will experience his peace and strength and wisdom and enlightenment very often when we pour out ourselves to him. But if we don't, we will experience practically nothing most of the time, if not all the time, if we show no love, no faith to Jesus. So this is what we want to do, strive to do, and ask for the grace to strengthen our faith and love for Jesus each day throughout our life so that at the end of our life we are really ready to meet Jesus and to take the viaticum, take Jesus into eternity. And that's a really special grace if we can die with Jesus on our tongue or in our heart, you know. He will arrange it for you, for me, and it'll be an easy passing into eternity with Jesus. This is what we all want, and this is what we're celebrating that today. And so strengthening our faith and our worship of Jesus through this great sacrament, through this great solemnity. And again, let's remember that we are celebrating this every day. Every day we pour our hearts to Jesus. When we come into Mass, strive and long and yearn to receive Jesus, to grow in love for Jesus, which is what it's all about. He's only there to strengthen our love, to help us to love him, you know, for him to love us, but us to love him, a sacrament of love. And this is what we should be asking for, expressing and deepening through the grace and through Jesus, who will work it in us with Our Lady's help. Our Lady's help, always with Our Lady. She's the one that's going to teach us about Jesus in the Eucharist, enlighten us about him, enable us to worship him and love him with all our hearts.
Miserere,